The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple: by dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. We'll hear sensational snippets from distant dimensions, from strange and unexplored universes, and from the ghouls that haunt the most terrifying locations in the UK, within a 10-minute drive of Zoe's flat. This is Seance Cast.
Episode 6, The Graveyard.
Welcome to Seance Cast. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zoe.
So, where are we doing our seance this week?
Oh, can you keep your voice down? Right now we're walking over to a notoriously haunted, but more importantly, very quiet and peaceful graveyard. Context: I accidentally had a caffeinated coffee and now I'm getting a migraine.
Wow, you really are allergic to fun. Next thing you'll be telling me you can't be around puppies or balloons.
Charlie, you know puppies make me sneeze. And also, to be fair, a lot of balloons do contain latex.
Oh, of course they do.
Anyway, the graveyard should be a lovely setting for an evening of both choice supernatural encounters and sitting in the dark in total silence.
Oh, cool. It looks like there's some kind of festival in the graveyard. Did you know about this?
What? Oh, no. It didn't say anything about a festival on peacefulcemeteryevents.com.
Yeah, it's definitely a festival. Look, there's someone paying £18 for a burrito.
God, I hate festivals. All the pain of a night out, none of the reward of crying in a structurally sound toilet cubicle.
There's a sign. It says it's called Glaston Buried. I'm guessing from the artisan's skull-shaped ice lollies and that DJ dressed as a zombie that it's some kind of hipster death fest.
I didn't think anything could be worse than Latitude, but here we are.
It should be right up your street. Look at that coffin full of beer.
No. It's disrespectful. This is a place of rest. Would you want people taking selfies with your tombstone?
Yeah, why not? As long as they do it from a flattering angle.
I just think it's rude to the ghosts. Imagine commercialising death like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just really unethical.
Charlie, are you eating an £18 burrito?
Why does being ripped off taste so good?
No, this is all wrong, and it's making my headache worse. Can you ask that undertaker to turn off his strobe light?
Come on, let's just get on with it. I'll set up the Ouija board. Now, we've said it before, and we'll say it again, but Ouija boards aren't just for contacting ghosts.
Yeah. We sometimes hear sounds from distant universes, scenes from other dimensions, and dance remixes from questionable alien radio stations.
When something's about to come through, you'll hear this noise. Should we get started?
Yeah, and then I can go home and put on an eye mask.
That's the festival spirit.
Spooks from lost worlds near and far, we summon to this dread graveyard. Although you may be long deceased, tonight please do not rest in peace.
This is it. After years of being sneered at by the research community, we'll finally be at the forefront of animal-human communication.
I can't wait to hear what the magnificent, wise and gentle octopus has to say.
Activate the translator.
Oh God, it's them again. What do they want?
They certainly do a lot of meddling for a species with disgustingly few limbs.
Overcompensation, anyone?
Are they talking about us?
What a treat that you put us here where we can see everything you do.
We'd hate to miss a single moment. It's so fascinating.
Tap, 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 tapping with your horrible dried up tendrils on your pathetic communication devices.
Unsubscribing from things, resubscribing to things. Truly riveting.
That's fair. Maybe we are on our phones a bit too much.
It's not even like you're texting prospective sexual partners. Only a truly first-rate intelligence would spend a quarter of its life cycle getting an Amazon refund.
Hey, I'm texting prospective sexual partners.
Are you?
No.
Nerds.
Well, this is certainly a fascinating insight into the octopus's mindset.
I just didn't expect them to be so mean. Mm. Are we going to include all this in our paper?
No, probably not, no. I'm sure the research community doesn't want to hear about our lack of boyfriends.
Oh, because you know exactly what the research community wants to hear about.
Do you ever wonder why you don't get invited to the annual marine biology fish and frozen summer bash?
We wouldn't want to go anyway.
Yes, it's really not our scene.
Right, and I suppose you just prefer to spend your weekends in the lab with all the lights off, binge-eating frozen shrimp in your pants.
Our frozen shrimp, incidentally. And what are you always crying about?
Enough! Well, there's no way we can share those translations. We can't let the entire scientific community find out that octopuses think we are massive losers.
I'll burn the tapes.
Years of research, millions of pounds in investment, and what have we got to show for it?
We've still got those recordings when we translated moth language.
Fine. Let's hear it.
Yellow goodness!
It's illuminating!
Charlie, can you please stop banging those bones together? One, my head is splitting, and two, that used to be someone's arm.
I got it from the band. Apparently all the music here is played with bones.
If you think about it, all music is played with bones, eventually.
I'm just trying to have some fun.
Well, can you stop?
Look, I'm sorry you're spending your migraine at a festival, but you might as well try and enjoy it. Like when I got locked out of my flat but made friends with those foxes.
Charlie, you had to get 24 rabies shots.
Yeah, and it gave a real structure to my year.
OMG, Ree, I can't believe that Darren's here with another girl! How can he do this to me? Two for one shots Tuesdays was our special night.
You're too good for him, babes. There's a whole club full of sevens out there. Just waiting to show you the night of your life.
Yeah, forget him. We'll find you someone else. Oh, look, there's a toilet attendant. Have you got any hairspray?
Anything else for your ladies? I also have perfume, lollipops, a selection of hand puppets, two left shoes and a raven that always speaks the truth.
Nah, all I want is a man that doesn't mess me around.
Well, that can be arranged for a price.
What do you mean?
Cross my palm with silver and I'll give you exactly what you really need.
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't have any change.
I take contactless.
Okay, why not? Me first.
Right, my child. I'm sensing some uncertainty in your life right now. You're clinging on for dear life to things that are becoming unstuck.
You mean my feelings for Darren? I should just let him go, shouldn't I?
No, your eyelash. It's hanging off your face. But luckily, I can fix it for $1.99. I have celebrity eyelash glue endorsed by three of the five Pussycat dolls, the fittest ones. It will provide the security and stability your eyes are begging for. Who's next?
I'll go.
Okay. Well, I see that you are hiding something you shouldn't be hiding. Do you know what it is?
Is it my potential for my success? I knew it. Should have carried on with my pet pyjama start-up.
No. It's your forehead. Now, if you just let me use my straightness to tidy up your fringe, we can do that whole messy jumped out of bed look that the boys are going really crazy for. That will be $6.99.
Well, what about Denise? What does she need?
Ah, you, my dear, are the most special of all. I see great things in the future.
What, like some new tights or a bit of lipstick?
In 6 days, you will find yourself in an open field, facing in no direction. In the field, there will be a tree scarred by lightning. Dig under the tree for one night and one day without sleep, and you will find your heart's true destiny.
Actually, can I just have some gum?
Oh, are those hipsters literally dancing on graves?
Yeah, it's competitive tomb dancing and they're smashing it. Look at that fancy footwork. You churn that dirt.
The people underneath must be spinning in their graves.
Exactly, exactly. Totally vibing along.
That's not what I mean. I have to say something. Excuse me, how do you think the dead feel about all this?
I can't think they're too bothered, mate.
Don't you think this whole festival is exploitative? They're already dead. They don't need you lot making money off it.
If you think the festival's so exploitative, why did you buy tickets?
Actually, we didn't pay. We just walked in.
Right. And what's with the microphone? Are you press?
No, but we do make a podcast every week using content that we gather from a seance.
And I suppose you reimburse the ghosts for their contribution.
Well, being on the podcast is great exposure.
Right. Now who's exploiting the dead?
Wow, Zoe, she really defeated you in the marketplace of ideas.
Oh, shut up.
Welcome, my child. Do you know where you are?
The last thing I remember, I was washing my toaster and then... Oh, no. I'm dead, aren't I?
Indeed, you are dead. But luckily, there is an afterlife.
Well, hey!
Unfortunately for you, that means eternal damnation.
No, why? Is this because I'm gay?
You were barely gay.
What?
The way you did it hardly counts. So, I'm putting you down there, with the straights.
Wait, you can't do that. I promise, I was gay. I was super gay.
I never saw you wearing a rainbow lanyard in the office.
Well, a lanyard doesn't define your sexuality.
You didn't even buy a reusable rainbow cup from Pret during Pride Month. Weren't you proud at all?
What about all the gay sex I had?
It doesn't count when your favourite film is The Notebook.
Hey, it's an easy watch.
You've never even seen Brokeback Mountain, and you gave up on Blue is the Warmest Colour 10 minutes in. You didn't even make it to the rimming.
I don't like slow films.
You don't even know who Harvey Milk is.
I'm lactose intolerant.
You threw away that Andy Warhol painting someone gave you, and you replaced it with a Live, Laugh, Love poster.
Well, to be fair, that is a solid life motto. Everyone's cynical about it, but it works.
Silence! My basic child.
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. Please. I'll do anything. Just don't make me spend eternity with the straights.
I'm sorry. Rules are rules. Down you go.
No!
Hello! Oh, a new arrival. You better hurry up. We're running out of willy straws for the bottomless mimosas and you won't want to be seen at the gender reveal party without one, would you? Here, have a tote bag. Oh, have you ever read Bridget Jones? You better keep up. The cast of Sex and the City is here. And it's girls' night!
Could be worse. Wait for me! I am such a Samantha!
What if that grave dancer's right? I can't stop thinking about it. Are we mistreating the ghosts and demons? Are we stealing content from the beyond? Maybe we should have got release forms.
What are ghosts supposed to sign a contract with? Their hands go right through the pens.
Two words for you, Charlie. Ghost pens. What if we're no better than a corporation offering an unpaid internship?
Oh, come on. Think of all the demons who'll put our podcast in the experience section of their CV, and because of that, go on to possess a high-profile political figure or a military leader.
Well, that's not a good thing either.
All right, settle down, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'm DCI Miller of the Kent Police, lead investigator in this matter. It's now been 4 days since the brutal murder of Annika Sunshine, so today we're making an appeal for anyone at all, who would be willing to subscribe to our podcast about the case. If you think you know anything about this terrible crime, think again, because this podcast really is going to blow the lid off. Any questions?
Daily Herald. Is it true this case is so big that you're having to cross-promote on other people's podcasts?
It's true that this is a complex investigation, which has been further complicated by the copyright lawsuit we've incurred from using Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, as the theme tune. Once again, we are appealing to everyone to like, share and subscribe.
Hi, Morning Tribune. Do you think it's appropriate to make that kind of appeal with a victim's family sat right next to you?
I couldn't possibly comment on that, except to say that we have been commended on our rich soundscaping, which sets us apart from other offerings in the true crime genre. Now, the only other information we have to go on is this artist's rendering of the main suspect, which you can get exclusively on our Patreon for a donation of £5 a month. They are limited edition, so do try to catch him before we do. We've got time for a couple more questions.
Mail on Tuesday. Are you worried about copycats?
I've had reports that the criminology department at Sussex Police have started their own podcast, but we started ours first, and honestly, theirs just isn't as good. The presenters sound too similar to each other, so it's never clear who's talking, but obviously that's just my opinion. Next.
Detective Inspector, is there any hope?
Well, the podcast industry is in a bad place at the moment. The barriers to entry are so low that its greatest strength, accessibility, has also become its greatest weakness as you wade through the sheer volume of mediocrity. It seems absolutely anyone is chancing their arm at making a podcast these days, regardless of their actual broadcasting ability. But we are confident things will pick up. Last question, gentleman at the back.
Hi, yeah, I'm the murderer. I'm just wondering if you would say yes to an exclusive Spotify deal.
Did you say you're the murderer?
That's right, yep.
Well, that's the ending blown. Spoilers much. All right, this press conference is over. Everyone go home, except the murderer, obviously.
Well.
We need to do an interview. What's your Twitter following like? Actually, you know, don't worry, we'll just tag you.
I can't believe it's midnight already.
Yeah, well, time flies when you're either having a lot of fun or a terrible night.
We should head home.
Zoe, since when was that giant, ominous grandfather clock standing over there?
No idea, but if I'd known there was antique furniture for sale, I would have enjoyed this a lot more.
And why is it vibrating like that? Is everything vibrating? Whoa, where did the festival go?
It's completely disappeared.
Wait, do you think...
The whole festival was a haunting. A full spectral event. Incredible. Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
It is comforting to know that hipsters die too.
I can't believe we caught it on tape. This is a once-in-a-lifetime supernatural event. Our listeners are going to freak out.
Yeah, it's just... I was thinking about what you said, and I really connected with those grave dancers as people, or, you know, spirits. It does feel sort of wrong to use their experience for our own gain.
Are you kidding? Downloads are going to be through the roof. This is the greatest night of my life. I feel amazing.
Well, I'm glad your migraine's better. I guess the cure was completely selling out all your morals.
Salescast was written and performed by Charlie Dinkin and Zoe Tomalin, with additional material from Sean Doxey, Atlanta Green, Shelf, Rachel Watkins-Dowie and Ruby Clyde, and Catherine Brinkworth. It was performed by Kyle Smith-Bino, Alison Thea Scott, Amy Gledhill, Amy Sutton, Namisha Odedra, Kat Bond, Tashon Douglas, Marianne Reese, and Jen Ives. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production. If you enjoyed the show, tell three friends about it, or your parts will look a little bit sad. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at seance_cast.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.